services, it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
A fantastic Australia Day. Welcome to Family Feud, the game where two families must guess the top answers to some simple survey questions, and even the silliest answer could win them a load of cash and maybe even a brand new car. So let's meet tonight's families. First up, our carryover champs here for their fourth night from Victoria, the Binns family. Who has had the best Australia Day? Because on Friday, you guys took out $10,000.
I know.
What a weekend. What a weekend. If Australia hasn't seen you guys in action yet, who's on board?
My daughter Ellie, son Brody, and my niece Hannah.
Lovely to see you guys back. And ready to take them on tonight from New South Wales, the Nagley family. Happy Australia Day.
Thank you, and you too.
If your family name was like the Wheelies, we would have had the Wheelie Binns, which is like awesome, epically Australian.
Well, we're not rubbish, so.
Ah, yes! Well played, sir.
Well played. Who have you brought along?
This is my favourite wife, Beth, and her sisters, Jess and Emily.
Lovely. What an intro. Team captains, let's do it. Let's play the feud.
Best of luck to the both of you. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board.
Name a place where you might need to stand in line. Yes, Vanessa.
At the train station.
At the train station. No. Oh. Patrick, name a place where you might need to stand in a line.
The bank.
At the bank? It's there, pass or play. How you doing?
Grant. Good, thank you.
You have an amazing skill. Can you really... Now, tell me if this is true, because I love quirky tricks. Mm. Can you really lick your own elbow?
Yes, Grant, I can. Apparently, most humans can't.
Oh, no, I've... Show me.
I want to see this thing.
All right, here you go. Just for television.
Way off. So that is quite an achievement. Name a place where you might need to stand in a line.
The supermarket.
Mm, love that. Yeah. Yes. Lovely answer and lovely elbow.
Thank you.
Hi, Jess.
Hi, Grant.
A place where you might need to stand in a line.
The toilet?
Yes, ooh, you might occasionally.
On.
Hi, Emily.
Hi.
You're next.
I know. At the movies?
Movies? Yes. 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 Nice work. Name a place where you might need to stand in a line.
What about fast food?
Let's see. Oh. Just a strike, just a first strike. Beth?
Maybe like at a stadium for a show?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Stadium for a show. I like it. Let's see if it's there. Nadwees, as a brand new family, going okay. Only two left on the board. Red Hot Jess. A place where you might need to stand in a line.
I'm thinking when you go out, you want to dress all up, look pretty, then you get there in your high heels and you have to wait. So at a nightclub?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. That was a long way of getting there.
A long way of getting
but
there.
I like it. Yeah. A dream opening. You get number one. You guys have got the first points of the game and a brilliant way to start, Emily, which is what we need. Name a place where you might need to stand in a line. What's number one?
I think waiting to buy tickets.
When you're waiting to buy tickets in general, yes. Says Emily. Let's try. Second strike. Binns family could steal, so they're having a think, Patrick. Just one to go, mate.
I love sport. Australia Day. There's a lot of sport going on. Let's say a sporting game.
At a sporting game. Is that number one? Three strikes. Really good try, though. Binns family.
I'm going to go broad and say checkout.
Brody.
Post office.
Ellie.
Canteen.
Vanessa, yours to choose. Pretty good options.
The checkout.
We're going with checkout?
Yeah.
I mean, hang on, wait.
Hey, no. I believe you said we're going with checkout. No, sorry, Vince family. Nabwees get the opening points. This is number one according to Australia. Theme parks! Of course! This time of year, always busy. So it's a 51-point advantage to the Nadwee family, which is brilliant. Now, if one of these families goes on to win for 5 nights in a row, they'll be driving home the brand-new Mitsubishi Outlander. Now, the Outlander seats 5 with features including Mitsubishi's multi-communication system, dusk-sensing headlamps and CVT auto with paddle shift. And for everyone playing along at home and want the top answer to this one, give me a typical Aussie saying. We'll come back with it in just a moment on The Feud. Fabulous Australia Day, and we're having so much fun tonight. Now, before the break, I asked, give me a typical Aussie saying, and the top answer was...
Mate.
Sweet! Ellie, Beth, let's play.
We surveyed 100 people, and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name an animal that doesn't have fur. Very delicately touched, Beth.
Thank you. A snake?
Let's see snake on the board.
Yeah.
One above it.
Lizard.
What about lizard? No. Pass or play? Play. Name an animal that doesn't have fur.
A fish.
Fish doesn't have fur. That didn't look funny. Oh, Emily. It's a good vibe in here, isn't it?
Fantastic.
Good vibe. An animal that doesn't have fur.
Birds, they have feathers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The audience wishes they were up here tonight playing. They're very vocal.
Love it.
The vibe. Love the vibe, Patrick.
Let's go with the Australian theme.
Mm-hmm.
Echidna.
Yeah. That's okay, Patrick. Don't stress. First strike. Beth.
I'm going to say insects, being a bit more general rather than just something specific there, I think.
Yeah, don't see too many big furry insects.
No.
What about insects? Second strike. Bins could steal again.
A crab?
Can't just say it. You have to do it too.
Have to do it too.
We're saying crab! Ben's family. Again, Hannah.
Chicken.
Brody.
Shark.
Ellie.
Elephant.
Pretty good options, Vanessa.
Not the chicken. I was thinking elephant.
You think elephant is not a bad way to get you guys back in the game. Give me elephant. Burn the bins up. The bins are out. Number 8.
Horse.
Mole.
Turtle.
Dolphin. 61 to 51. Fairly close. Double points right now. So give me Brody, give me Jess. Let's play.
We surveyed 100 people and the top 5 answers are on the board. Name a typical feature of an alien.
Brody?
Big eyes.
Big eyes. Ooh, Jess.
On their heads?
Yeah, antenna to receive stuff.
Phone home.
Oh. Pass or play? Are you into your sci-fi or do you sometimes have nightmares of aliens?
Not so much.
No, so let's just use our imagination together. A typical feature of an alien, what would it have?
They're green.
They are so. Vanessa, only two on the board, actually. Typical feature of an alien.
They don't come from here.
Yes. Yep. Let's try it. That's true.
feature an alien, Ellie? A typical feature.
I'm thinking maybe that they'd be in a UFO.
They would be in a UFO, did we say?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's try UFO. Nessa.
Brody. Something that reminds me a little bit of Mum.
Is that pretty?
Big head sometimes.
It's my hair.
So aliens have big heads?
Big heads.
OK. What about the big-headed alien?
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, no. Oh, there's too much pressure.
Wow.
They always have those weird fingers.
Yeah. What about weird fingers? Is that the answer for five?
Oh. No. Nadwee family, Emily, your thoughts?
They're often depicted as short.
Yeah, Jess?
Maybe that they're in a spaceship, maybe not a UFO, a spaceship.
Right. An identified flying object, maybe. Beth?
I'm thinking scaly skin.
Ooh, that's pretty creepy. Patrick, you're the boss. One of those or your own?
I've never met an alien before. I had three older sisters growing up.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It is. I love them.
Yeah.
I think it'd be probably best that we go with scaly skin.
Scaly skin.
Yeah.
To grab the lead in the competition, let's try. It's five. Scaly skin. The Finns do it again. The answer we were looking for is...
Oh.
Ears. Like odd ears of some sort. It takes the Finns family to 233-point score right now. If you love Family Feud, then you'll love 10 Play. You can catch all the highlights and the fun bits of the show. And there's our official Family Feud game as well. Head to 10 Play. All the details are there. Triple points when we come back on this fantastic night of fun on the Feud. Everybody, well, the Nadwee family are on 51 and the Finns are on 233, and they celebrate reasonably hard when they have a win too. They're a little bit excited about their performance tonight. It's a fun night tonight. It's the family who gets the 300 points in this round. We'll get a chance at $10,000 in our fast money round, and we're playing for triple points, OK? Give me Hannah, give me Emily, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top six answers are on the board. What's something that happens at a university graduation? Hannah.
People graduate.
They graduate. Not the top answer, Emily.
There are speeches.
Speeches.
Good. Pass or play.
We've got ourselves a showdown right now. That family over there, the Finns family, have been flawless in their last few nights of play here on the show. But you guys, I've got a good feeling about this, Patrick. Something that happens at a university graduation.
Throw their mortarboards up in the air.
Yep. Beth, what's something that happens at a university graduation?
You are handed a scroll.
You are handed a scroll.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the board, and you guys are back in this game. Something that happens at university graduation.
You walk across the stage.
You
go up on stage and stage.
You've got to get to your certificate.
Yes, you've got to get to your certificate.
No. First try. Okay. Emily.
You celebrate.
You celebrate your achievement. Second strike. Finns family could steal, so they're having a think. We're going back to our captain now for this very pivotal moment in the competition. Two left on the board, two strikes down. What do you got?
When I graduated, I walked across the stage, doffed the hat to the professor, and there was a very, very firm handshake.
You got a nice, solid, congratulatory handshake. First strike, Nadwee's. Finns family, Hannah.
Party.
Brody.
You drink.
Ellie, this is certainly one family.
You drink and they probably have sex.
Don't believe you need to consummate the certificate as such.
No, that's like part of the celebration.
Right. Vanessa, yours to choose.
Clearly none of us have graduated anything. But we get drunk a lot. And so we're going to say get drunk.
Okay. Triple point round, you're 233 points right now. Does this give you the win? Only on Family Feud can a win come down to such an answer. Remaining answer on the board.
Ceremony!
So, Nadwee's really well played, Patrick. Ben, Jess, Emily. And not to put too fine a point on it, you seem to do the bulk of the work of which they just stole at the 11th hour every single time. Proud of yourselves, guys. Well done. You won't be going away empty-handed. eBay are going to give you guys a whopping $1,000 to spend at Australia's largest online shopping destination, eBay. And you'll also be taking home our amazing brand-new Family Feud board game available at Toys R Us Games World and Mind Games. So,
thank you.
Good to see you, mate. Good try. Finn's family, righto, front and centre, you rabble bunch. Oh, my goodness. Oh, bros. Yes. Hello. Having a crack. Look forward to this. You excited?
Excited.
We've already won some money. You know what it feels like. So let's elevate it just a little more, see if we can add some more to the kick and get you closer to the car as well, okay? So head back to our soundproof booth and you and I shoot for another 10 in Fast Money on the Feud.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Now, welcome back. It's Fast Money time here in the Feud, so let's see if the Bins can now win some more cash. I can't believe you guys have won again on your fourth night. I've got to be really honest and say, I've got no idea how you are still here. We're having so much fun with you guys. Who would have thought winning again would come down to a drinking question? Now, the awesome part about this, winning on your fourth night, is you now go on to your fifth night, of which you will play for the car tomorrow night. How good is that? One little thing in the way between now and then, but not really in the way, it's just a bonus, is $10,000. So
just
that would be
casual.
Cool. If you and Brody get turner points or more between you, you'll win that money, and Brody's now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers. He's doing a bit of head movement. Straight from the ghetto. I'm going to ask you five questions, going to give you 20 seconds to answer. If you pass, we'll come back at this time. The clock starts at the end of the first question. You ready?
Yeah.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck. Name somewhere you'd hope not to see a photo of yourself.
Wanted ad.
Name something that has lots of pockets.
Jacket.
Name a dish made from minced meat.
Bolognese.
Minced beef. Name something you associate with soap.
Clean.
Name a mammal that can swim.
Platypus.
Lovely. Good job. Well, last Friday, you were a bit of a dynamo when it came to Fast Money. 182. It was the highest first round score we'd seen so far in this series of the show. So it was an amazing performance and a lot to live up to.
Yes.
But you were quite confident about your responses there? I thought they were pretty strong.
They're okay.
Name somewhere you'd hope not to see a photo of yourself. You said... wanted ad. Survey says 22. That's right. Name something that has a lot of pockets. You said jacket does. Survey says.
Yeah!
Name a dish made from minced beef. You said bolognese. Feels pretty good. Let's try it out. Survey says. Over the magic 100 mark, well and truly, with two to go. Name something you associate with soap. You said... clean. Survey says... 22. Name a mammal that can swim. You said... platypus. Survey says... wow. 150. Hannah, you continue to deliver. Well done. Head back to the family to the board. The work is already done. You only need 50 points and $10,000 is all yours. Hannah is a freak at this game. Awesome job. I'm going to ask you the same five questions, but as you're the second player, it's a little harder. Give you an extra 5 seconds, OK? If you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time. And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you will hear this sound. And I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Hannah's answers? And 25 seconds on the clock too, please.
The time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck. Name somewhere you'd hope not to see a photo of yourself.
Pass.
Name something that has lots of pockets.
Jeans.
Name a dish made from minced beef.
Bolognese.
Try again.
Hamburgers.
Name something you associate with soap.
Clean.
Try again.
Foamy.
Name a mammal that can swim.
Platypus.
Try again.
Dolphin.
Name somewhere you'd hope not to see a photo of yourself.
Grandparents.
Just out of time, I'm afraid, but hopefully it's still enough. Let's go. Name somewhere you'd hope not to see a photo of yourself. Now, you ran out of time, unfortunately, so no answer there. Therefore, no points. Name something that has lots of pockets. You said. Jeans.
Yeah? These have got a lot of pockets.
Oh, they do too. Wow, you just said what you saw.
Survey says.
20! Yeah! Jacket was the top answer. That was Hannah's. You got the second top answer of jeans. Well played. And wanted ad was also the top answer in the first question. So well done, Hannah. Hannah playing very well. Name a dish made from minced beef. You said. Hamburgers. Survey says. Six. Bolognese was the top answer. Hannah had that. Had you said pie, you would have had the second top answer. Righto, so we need 23 now for $10,000. Name something you associate with soap. You said. Foamy soap.
You know when you rub it on, it like...
It lathers up.
It lathers up.
I think lather is the soap terminology for the foaminess. Don't know how I know that or why I know that, but I do. Survey says... Oh, no! Now, clean was the top answer. Perhaps you could have said second top answer was shower as an option. So we still need 23 points from this last answer to get another $10,000 for you guys. OK, so it's coming down to the wire. Name a mammal that can swim. You said... dolphin. There seems to be a pretty good vibe in here for that being a strong answer. Is it 23 or more is the question. Do you think it's 23 or more?
It'll be 22 knowing my luck.
Not normally a lucky man?
Have a look.
Yes, it is quite the stark contrast to the player on the left, who is so far the finest in our series, A Family Feud. Am I running you through the ringer enough?
What is it?
Shall we find out?
Yes.
Would you like some good news or bad news?
Good news.
The survey says... He had the top answer in his final response, which is all he needed to get another $10,000. That takes their tally to 22,910. What a wonderful 4 nights of play, and they'll be back on their fifth night tomorrow night to play for a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander. And knowing this rabble bunch so well like I do, they probably will take it out. The project's up next. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm Greg Denyer. Good night, Australia. That was